to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
It is the award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you on a Monday, noon o'clock. Happy lunchtime to all of you out there throughout the state of Wisconsin. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson.
Transition right from Wendy's Big Show. $1 right to lunch.
That's right. Now it's lunchtime.
Wendy's go right into lunch. Isn't that nice?
It is nice. Speaking of food, Doug in West Dallas made a little food this weekend. He wanted to call in and talk about his bye week, so we'll get to him first. Doug, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Gary. Hey, Leroy.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Well, you know what? First of all, before I talk about this weekend, Gary, I just want to let you know we got some common. I, in fact, was born in Albany, Georgia.
Nice. No.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Doug in West Dallas.
Doug.
How was you born in Albany, Georgia, Doug?
Marine Corps. My dad was
stationed. Oh, nice. There it is. Yeah. Yep. Got a base there. Yep.
Well, he
got
to have some mullet fish then. If he's from...
Well, how long were you there for?
Yeah, how long were
just
you?
Just 2 years. So I didn't, okay. I didn't develop any kind of accent.
So you guys left there and then went where, Doug?
From there, went moved to Appleton, Wisconsin. I mean, my whole family's from Appleton.
Okay.
And my dad was stationed down there.
Still a small world, though.
Yep, exactly.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing.
And I found that out. I found that out the day after you were at with your family over at Chipotle, and the next day I'm listening to the show, and I didn't say anything to you or anything, but I knew it was you. And next day I'm listening to the show, and that's when I found out that Gary Ellerson is from Albany, Georgia. The guy that watched, you know, play for the Packers at running back is from the same, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Your birth certificate should say Albany, Georgia. You can never get around that.
That means y'all homeboys.
Doherty County.
Doherty County. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What you got, Doug?
Well, this weekend, it's a perfect time for a bye weekend because we got to get a tree, put the tree up, light it.
Wait, were you just buying your tree?
Yeah.
Standing ovation. Good for you. Standing ovation.
We live on Candy Cane Lane, and for if you know what Candy Cane Lane involves, with all the having to put up the lights and stuff outside,
right?
You know, that's a pretty big deal. But, so we did the tree on Sunday. I watched Detroit beat Minnesota, which was awesome.
Yes, it was.
But on Saturday, I made Leroy's mac and cheese.
Okay.
Yep.
Man, this is
and you got to rename that. It's got to be cheese and mac. Because you got 4.5 pounds of cheese for 1 pound of macaroni. Yes. But I'll tell you what. It was delicious.
Yeah.
And my wife says the best mac and cheese she's ever had.
So. Oh,
all right.
Shout out to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on for a second. Get who's back there? Toby or
Sam? Toby. Toby's back there.
Hold on. We're going to get your address. We're going to send your wife a cookbook. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Get all right, Doug. Hang tight.
I got the new video should be up Friday, I think. Friday or Saturday. My eggnog mac and cheese. I got a recipe. But I'm going to show you on video how to make it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right.
It's amazing.
Sounds good. Yeah. Something that's not amazing is where the Wisconsin Badgers are going to, it's not where they're playing. It's the bowl that they're going to be playing in for this postseason, Gary Ellerson. One that you said you were not very, very happy about. As the Wisconsin Badgers are playing,
I'll take it at Florida State.
The
What'd you say now?
It's a little bit of disappointment where the Wisconsin Badgers are playing in their bowl.
Well, I'm not disappointed.
You're not disappointed.
No, that's what I told you earlier today. I said people on my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
are disappointed. Okay. And I know it's early in the morning, you're still not awake yet. But, yeah, no, I'm not disappointed at all. I mean, dude, they lost three games in a row, like, up front. And then you go lose to Minnesota. I think most people thought on my Facebook page that they, like, should have been in an Outback Bowl or something like that. They didn't deserve that. Now, I don't know who was in the Outback Bowl to see that from the Big Ten. But
yeah, I got the whole list of them.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I mean, if your question is did they get screwed, I don't think they got screwed at all.
You don't think they got screwed
no,
at all?
No. I mean, that's they're lucky to get in Vegas. That's a huge bowl in Vegas.
The SRS Distribution Bowl is a huge bowl?
Yes.
I've never even heard of that before this year.
Yes.
You're saying that's a huge bowl?
Yeah. Listen, it's in Vegas.
I'll stop.
It's in Vegas.
At Allegiant Stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the Raiders play.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge bowl for them.
11.
I mean, they came out on – I mean, that's better than the Mayo Bowl in, like, North Carolina somewhere.
Yeah, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Yeah,
that's way better than that. I thought they landed on their feet to get that Vegas Bowl.
All right.
And if you think about Wisconsin people here, it's cold. They going to Vegas. They're going to travel.
That's why they
weren't going to go to North Carolina, but Wisconsin fans are going to travel to Vegas. You can book that. They got a great deal, and they're going to go play is that Herm Edwards?
Herm Edwards.
And they're going to go play Arizona State. Herm Edwards. It's going to be a home game for them, obviously. But still, I thought they landed on their feet with that, with what they did and how they lost in Minnesota. That's a great bowl for them. That's a win-win.
But let's go back.
That
before
game.
The season. You said they were playing a bowl like this, right?
Yes.
You weren't thinking about them having a chance to go to the Big Ten Championship and beating Minnesota.
No.
And possibly going,
well,
and possibly beating Michigan.
No, I would say this. I would say this. I think at the beginning of the year, I thought they could win the Big Ten West. The Badgers should always be in the mix to win the Big Ten West every year. There's nobody over there. Who they got to play? Iowa? Minnesota?
Nebraska?
No. Iowa? Minnesota? That's it. Northwestern every once and again. But, yeah, the Big Ten, they are, if you look at the West, they should be in a Big Ten championship game almost every single year. Now, if they don't, whatever, but they are poised to win the West almost every single year. There's no other program in the West.
They should win the West.
Yeah, there's no other program as good as them in the West.
So you have to be disappointed in them not winning it.
Well, no, because once again, same old Badgers. So you're trained to know that this could happen.
See, that would drive Steve just absolutely
bonkers.
Yes, because it's just a thing back in the 90s. You don't want to play in December. You just don't.
Right.
You do, but any bowl in December, that's why I say one day, Dan, makes a difference. One day, January 1st and on was a successful season. If you play in December, we're just trying to pick these committees. Who would travel and accept it? And you got a 10, possibly could have won the West side. So it's good for the bowl.
Yes.
But for the Badgers? It was people at the barbershop saying they should have turned it down. I don't agree with that.
No, right. There were a lot of people saying that out there.
Yeah.
And that listen,
I don't agree with that.
Here's what bowl games do. If you're like a real fan, you understand that. You get a whole nother month of practice that you never get from these younger players. And they get a chance to develop and get better. Mm-hmm. You don't get to a bowl game, you don't get that.
Well,
guys go home.
And guys were opting out of the bowl game if they were going pro.
Right.
So would that affect anybody on
the
Wisconsin
team? Well, we ain't good enough to be doing all that.
So Brandon Allen.
Well, like, you know, when they went to the Rose Bowl with Jonathan Taylor, he played in the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
So most of the Badgers players play.
Well, that's
in
a little
bowl
different
game.
Though, because that's the Rose Bowl. That's not the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl.
Oh, so you think Jonathan Taylor wouldn't have played?
No, but
if it wasn't the Rose Bowl, I don't think Jonathan Taylor would have played. No,
I think he would have. And here's why: because in the Rose Bowl, they weren't up for a national championship or anything like
but
that.
But it's still the Rose Bowl.
It doesn't matter. They had asked him. It's a bowl. They had and it didn't do anything for him. They had asked him because they was wondering whether he's going to go play or not.
Yeah.
And he goes, I want to be with my teammates. And I think most the sentiment for most Badger players is they want that one more game to be with their teammates.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
No matter
what
it is.
I think that tie is very strong with a lot.
That's
a
just
the
program.
No doubt. Yeah. I don't disagree. But it certainly helped that it was the Rose Bowl. If Jonathan Taylor was in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, you think he's playing for a
Duke's Mayo Bowl championship?
I would have
played.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And not even for a championship, but I just thought he would have played. Because I think that's just what this team is. That's what this team is all about. Yeah, he would
have
played.
They don't have no high draft picks going in the draft, so all these guys are playing.
Well, I mean, no, because they're not. They're not like. Here's the difference.
Yeah,
they're not Alabama. Like if Alabama's not in the national championship game, them cats ain't playing.
Well, right.
Yeah.
They're not playing. Mm-hmm. Like for example, for them, what's the big? Is it the Sugar Bowl for the SEC that used to be like the big bowl for them? So let's just say the Sugar Bowl. Let's just say the Sugar Bowl. They got a lot of tradition. Let's just say the Sugar Bowl is not part of the BCS four games that you got to play in.
Right.
Let's say they're not part of it. Them cats of Alabama ain't playing in the Sugar Bowl when they are not going to the championship game. They don't care what it is. And that's what the Rose Bowl was. For us, I don't understand what you're saying. It means something. But them cats of Alabama or Georgia are not playing in that if it's not a championship game. None of them guys are playing. They just think different down there.
Let me ask you a question. If Brock asked me, I know what I'm going to tell him. If Brock said, Dad, my agent said I'm a surefire first round. And we're playing in the, what's the name of this bowl?
This bowl, the SRS Distribution in Las Vegas
December
bowl.
December 30th.
Yes.
You think I should play or you think I should just not play, still go, but not play because I'm going to come out anyway? That's a decision each family has to make decision. But if it's the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
You'll probably say, you should play because you're on a bigger platform.
Everybody's going to be watching it.
But you still can get hurt.
But the platform doesn't mean anything to Jonathan Taylor. He doesn't really need the platform.
Well, it can help his draft stock.
It didn't. He went in the second round. It didn't matter.
But that, they made mistakes.
Right. It didn't matter.
They made a lot of mistakes.
Pluck, and I get what he's saying because he sees the Rose Bowl as something. That's why I tried to make the analogy. Well, if you're in the SEC and it's not a part of that, it's the Sugar Bowl. If them guys at Alabama are not in a national championship bowl series, and the Sugar Bowl is outside of that, them cats are not playing in the Sugar Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl is just like the Rose Bowl to them. They're not playing. Point simple.
And the guys that don't play, do they even go to the game?
The only team to me that's like that, Pluck, would be Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Like if, and matter of fact, Ohio State is in the Rose Bowl this year.
I believe
most of their guys are going to be playing. That's what I'm saying.
You would think not most. You would think all those guys would play because they understand what the Rose Bowl is. But the only other team that's like an SEC team that thinks like SEC teams is Ohio State. So we'll see if any of those guys opt out. Because all those receivers are what? First round picks, you would think?
Jackson Smith and Jigba, the top one, he's only a sophomore, so he can't get drafted.
So he can't get drafted. He's going to play.
The other two, I believe, are draft eligible.
So we'll see what that's out, because that's the one we'll that you look at, because they're outside looking.
Badgers get screwed with their SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl bid?
You got to say that many names.
855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line.
Here's the thing.
Gary Ellerson's fired up. We're going to hold him to the break. That's all coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border. The Big Show Radio Network.
It's the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay. It's on now.
Yeah.
There
I thought I'd turn my mic on and I didn't. Oh, it's the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plunker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson with you. After the Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And the Bucks play tonight against the Cavaliers, so tomorrow after they probably beat the Cavaliers, go over on to Wendy's, get a free small frosty. Good stuff. So right now, though, we are talking about the Wisconsin Badgers because they are in the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl on December 30th at 9:30 kickoff here, Central Time. Las Vegas, Nevada, that's a pretty big stage. They're in the Las Vegas Raiders Stadium down there. But it is the first time a Big Ten school will play in the Las Vegas Bowl. So the very first time that that has happened. And it's the Badgers' 33rd bowl appearance in program history. It just feels like a little bit of a letdown to both me and Leroy Butler. Gary Ellerson thinks a little bit otherwise. What say you at 855-830-8648? Are you impressed with the SRS distribution bowl?
Let me just say why real quick. Because you're, and I think you're trying to be funny, I'm not sure, but you're saying the SRX or whatever. I don't even see it as that, right? Like the Mayo Bowl. To me, it's about the stage that you're on. The
sure.
Mayo Bowl in North Carolina does nothing for me. But Vegas is a destination spot. Vegas is Vegas. On top of that, you are playing in an NFL stadium that's only been built for, 3 years. So for a player, you're on a bigger stage than, let's say, the Mayo Bowl. The SRSCC, whatever that is, I don't care nothing about that. That does make it sound, kind of goofy. But when you say Vegas, big stage. When you say Alliant, whatever that
– Allegiant Stadium.
The Raiders play there. So
yeah.
It's a bigger stage than all these other kind of things that are out there. The name is goofy and silly.
Well, right.
But the stage and the platform, I think, is bigger.
But the stage would be even bigger if it wasn't on at 9:30 here, 10:30 Eastern time. That's half the country that you're probably missing out on this game.
Yeah, but I think – but to me, what time is going to be on there?
It's on 10:30 Eastern time, 9:30 p.m. here.
So 10:30 Eastern time, 9:30 here. So it's only 10:30 at night. The timing is bad, but you think about a lot of this. Most people are off during this time period. We're not. But if you think of outside of us and what we do, most people take vacation and holidays, Christmas through New Year's.
Yeah, it's true.
Majority country don't work through that time period. So what I'm saying is people are up. A lot of people, too, Plug, I don't know if you do this and have different families. A lot of people also celebrate Christmas probably from the 25th all the way through New Year's if you got
no doubt
blended families and all that kind of stuff. So it may be background noise, but the game is going to be on in somebody's household.
Well, especially I'm not questioning here in Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin.
Well, no, I'm saying outside of that.
Of Wisconsin.
Yeah, outside of that, people are off from work. If you think about it, from Christmas all the way through New Year's, then people normally take off.
The other Big Ten teams play. So Michigan is in the college football playoff, playing in the Orange Bowl. Ohio State against Utah in the Rose Bowl. That'll be a pretty fun matchup. Mm-hmm. Michigan State versus Pittsburgh in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. That's a New Year's Six Bowl, so that's one of the big ones. Iowa is playing Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl, the VRBO Citrus Bowl. Penn State, Arkansas in the Outback Bowl. That's on New Year's Day at noon. And I think that's why a lot of Badger fans wanted that game, because it's a New Year's Day game.
Yeah, they want New Year's
Day. It's right in the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's what people want. Yeah.
I'll say one day makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they want.
It's crazy, but it does.
For recruiting, it is. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think, to me, Vegas, for kids to be there in that spot,
No, it's not kids, Leroy. It's these grown men.
Not all of them.
Yeah, well,
some of them on that team, Raylan Allen, but 17.
Yeah, he's an outlier for the Badgers. But if you think about the Badgers, you don't think about freshmen playing. You think about fifth-year seniors.
Yep, that's true.
Most, I mean, the one cornerback, Strickland, I think he's 27. No, I'm serious. If you look at most of the Badgers. You look at most of the Badgers and their seniors, they're fifth-year seniors or more. Half of them came back because of the pandemic, and so some of these guys are six-year seniors.
But isn't that the exact reason, since you have such veteran leadership, which so few teams in the Big Ten actually have and around the country actually have, isn't that the exact reason why you would expect them to be in a better bowl than this? Because they should have had a better season. I don't think you can
disagree
with that.
If you're saying that they underachieved?
I think they underachieved.
Sure, fine.
And because of that, they're in a worse bowl.
I don't get down with that.
I think the committee.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as a team, yeah, sure.
They should have been in a better bowl than this.
No, they lost to Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Iowa got a better bowl than they beat.
Iowa's in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, I'm saying, traveling and big name.
It's really
– they could have probably – And I think I put that on the committee. That's what they want.
Yes.
But it truly is the difference of just that that one game. If Wisconsin had beaten Minnesota,
yes,
they would have been in the Big Ten championship, had a
yes
chance at Michigan.
Yes.
Obviously, Michigan looked like they were the best team in the Big
yes
Ten, and it wasn't really
yes
close outside of Ohio State.
Yes.
And yeah then they would have been in Iowa spot, I would assume, playing in the Citrus Bowl.
Probably.
New
That's
Year's
probably
Day,
where they would have landed.
Noon game here. Are you,
who was in the Outback Bowl?
The Outback Bowl, Penn State, who,
yeah
beat,
who beat
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why they're there.
Right.
It's one day.
That's why they're there.
855-830-8648 to join us. Mike the Painter, you're on the Big Show Radio Network with Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler. Give us your thoughts on Wisconsin's bowl selection.
Hey,
thanks for taking my call. I think it's a disappointment because we should have been playing for a better bowl game. We should have been playing a January 1 game, and this is a disappointment for Wisconsin. We should have been playing in December, and that's just the bottom line. But we're Wisconsin. We travel, and that's what's going to fill the stadium. There is a lot of Wisconsin fans. So I don't think I'll be watching the game because I'll probably be working and sleeping, you know, getting up for work the next day, at least, you know. So, yeah, January 1st game or nothing, you know. So that's where I'm at, I think, at this point.
And just like I say, 1 or 2 days is all you need for recruiting to say you play on January 1st day. I don't know about the committees, but when they send you these invitations, I don't know if you can, like, say yes or no. I don't know how it works. But I know they send out these invites and come back. I would think that if we got Chris McIntosh on, are you disappointed if we put him under the light in the dark? You're playing in December. Because, like Mike said, people may miss it because it's in December. You know, and I would think that I'm a little shocked, really. Well, and then again, not because money is the – you got money, you can get whatever you want. I'm just a little shocked that they have a game in Vegas with college teams.
On top of that, yes.
Yeah, I just because it took a long time for the NHL to go there and the NFL to go there because of all the betting stuff. You know, you don't think once your guys get exposed to some guy trying to offer them money to do some tricks and do this. That happens everywhere, but this in Vegas. But to Gary's point about the platform, I think that every scout known the man is going to be there, especially the Raiders. The scouts going to be right there.
It's on the West Coast.
So you could – and I think most – the more stadiums you play in that are NFL stadiums is amazing.
Correct.
I would agree.
Most schools play in those
college
stadiums. It's different. Now, Rose
Or the Citrus Bowl is played where?
In
Tampa,
I think. Bowl is in Orlando.
Oh, it's in Orlando.
And who plays in that stadium?
I think a soccer club. The Camping World Stadium.
Yeah, I think they did a Pro Bowl down there a couple of times.
Yeah, and the Pro Bowl's been there a few times as well.
But if
I'm just saying, if you're asking me as a player, now I know what I know right now. Citrus Bowl in Orlando or SRE Expo in Vegas. I'm going to Vegas, cuz.
I just don't want
to go. Going to Vegas.
I ain't trying to get no trouble out
of it. I don't know.
Well, they don't know that, Leroy. They don't know that.
Their parents have told them.
Florida.
I told you, man. It's
Florida versus Vegas.
Yes.
It's Florida versus Vegas. And
no,
it's New Year's Day versus December.
Not everything in Florida is what it is. Whether you're talking, but you're going to get just, well, you're in a dome. Are they in a dome? Is that a dome?
Where?
Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas is a dome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be hot out there. It could be cold. You don't know. But that's semantics. But I just don't want kids in Vegas.
I don't disagree with that. Well, from day one, we didn't want the NFL in Vegas.
And they told us, and then boom. In our locker room, Gary tell you, the 6-foot thing, no betting. Y'all got a team out there. And then the Lakers, my team, it ain't Staples Center. It's the
cryptocurrency.
So if you got money, you can do anything, okay?
No doubt.
So
let's go out to Brian and Mguanago. He's now on the Wendy's Big Show with Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. Brian, what you got? What you think of this bowl selection for the Badgers?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just goes to show you how far the program has really fallen since the Rose Bowl days and the Outback days. When a program is happy, it will accept a Las Vegas Bowl. You know, there's really nothing prestigious about being in 85% of these bowls anymore other than the money. Is that back in the day when there was only 6 or 7 bowls, you really had to be a great team to get to a bowl. Now about about 35% of all teams make a bowl game.
Six games.
And on America occasion, some teams that are 5-6 make a bowl. What's so big about that? That's like being the eighth wild card in the NFL playoffs. I mean, you got a chance, but slim to none. And, you know, when you see the program fall, where would they? My big question, maybe Gary or Leroy can answer this. Where would the Badgers be if they really stuck with Jack Conan? Because that guy lit it up for Notre Dame. I mean, that guy passed the ball all over. And for this five-star supposed recruit, they were supposed to be able to sling it all over the place. He looked fragile as an old girlfriend.
Hey, don't be an old girlfriend.
All right, Brian, thanks for the call.
I don't know. I mean, I said they wouldn't have lost the game to Penn State had they had Jack Cohn.
Yeah, you talked about it a couple
of
days ago.
I think they would have won that game.
Just
Mertz wasn't ready the first game of the year, and it proved out all year long that I don't know what's going on there, but he hasn't developed the way they thought that he would.
Yeah, don't they play – isn't it like –
And then you look at the running back, he just wasn't the same against Minnesota. Like he was all banged up. He's hurt. And sometimes you got to – as a player, you have to understand how to play hurt. And a lot of guys at 17, it's tough to try to teach a kid how to do that on that level.
He's been running great.
Yeah, and that game, he was folding like a
– Just take it. We get it.
Just folding up.
Just a long chair.
Yeah, that too.
I actually don't know the answer to this. Both of you guys could probably answer this. For these different bowl games, not the big ones, but like – even the distribution bowl here, the Las Vegas Bowl or the Duke's Mayo Bowl. If you win, do you guys get a ring for that? Do you guys
always
get rings?
Up to the committee?
Yeah, whatever their package is, they all have packages.
Yep. Okay.
For the Fiesta Bowl, I played in two Fiesta Bowls and one Sugar, and we got like these nice jackets, watches, because there's only so much they can give you.
Right.
Wink, wink. I won't cash. I mean, you're in school, you can save all those gifts. Just give me some more Pell Grant money or something. Double that thing up. I mean, I don't need all this. No. I mean, because they're going to keep all the money. The school will keep all the money.
If you have like make. I was thinking of this game, like, you know, the Badgers were 8-4, and largely I think a lot of people could say from what expectations were at the beginning of the season, it was a little bit of a disappointing season. They obviously cooked up towards the end of the year before losing to Minnesota, but those first four games, a lot of Badger fans were, and I think the players themselves were disappointed in their performance to that point. And so to remember a season like this and get a ring for like the Vegas Bowl, like that wouldn't be something I would necessarily want to remember, right?
Yeah, no, I think you would. I think it's depends on the program. You know, like if you Ohio State,
that's why I wanted to ask.
You put a banner.
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, if you're Ohio State.
You don't even put that banner up.
No, we're going to put it up.
Okay.
The Bears going to put it up, and then they're going to tout themselves. They've been in a bowl game for the last 30 years.
Yeah, didn't you send me that
No other
text?
School has done that.
Yeah,
they're going to talk about that. And if they win, they're going to put up somewhere inside of Camp Randall or in the stadium or inside somewhere that they were the XRX champions, and they're going to put that trophy right in the trophy case right alongside the Big Ten championship trophies that they have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to plate it up like no other.
Okay.
And when they come into the – and they recruit certain – they're not in the living room with Ohio State. Maybe not Michigan. I don't know.
No.
But when they come into the living room, they're going to tell you at some point your son's going to be able to experience a bowl game at this university.
I think that's good.
Here's all the bowl games that we won.
Yeah, that's for like Northern Illinois, Coastal Carolina.
Now I don't know where Michigan fit in all this because they haven't had this kind of success in a long time. So I don't know where they fit in.
Yeah, I don't know.
As far as
they're on top of the world, right?
What's what and what's championship? What's not championship? Mm-hmm. Are they glad to be where they are or whatever the success that they're having? I don't know what they feel like in years past, because if you think about the Big Ten in the last 20 years, it's been Ohio State and Wisconsin, not Michigan.
Well, whether or not they'll be excited about their rings that they do or do not get, you can always get a ring that you'll be proud of at the Jewelry Center, Gary.
Yeah, guys, three locations locally, 76 in Layton, Lake Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, let's tell you, statewide, and I know you guys listen to it statewide, shoptjc.com. Shoptjc.com is where you can go and buy just about anything you want to buy right there on their website. And right now, guys, they have the Lightbox brand, the Lightbox Diamond brand right now. These are lab-grown diamonds, guys, that you're going to get at the best price as you possibly can, better than any other store that you're going to go look at. They have 1-carat diamond necklace for $1,100. 2-carat total weight diamond earrings for $1,899. That's probably half the price of where you're going to buy it anywhere else. We also have free financing. Guys, if you say Gary and Leroy sent you, you will receive a free gift if they purchase the Lightbox jewelry. Guys, let me tell you where you can go find them at shoptjc.com. Ask for my good friend Dean Murray. He's the owner.
We've got another huge college football contract for a head coach. And we'll talk about the college football playoff where that coach hopes to wind up at some point. That comes up next year on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, and we're talking some college football here. Last couple segments about the Wisconsin Badgers and them getting the SRS distribution Las Vegas Bowl, asking you if that was a mistake, if the Badgers got screwed in their bowl game place. Gary says no. I probably say no. They got what they deserve, but they should be disappointed with it. I think Leroy's pretty much in the same boat as well. But some news came out in the break there. This comes from Manny Navarro. He is reporting that a deal has been signed between Mario Cristobal, the coach of Oregon, and the Miami Hurricanes. So he is headed down south to go to Miami. Yes, they're paying him $8 million a year for 10 years.
Cloud hammers.
And they are willing to commit significant investments for support staff, assistant coaches, and recruiting. Miami will have the highest assistant coaching pool in the ACC, according to
the
source.
They're giving them a blank check to bring in whoever you want.
They want to get better.
Yeah. And they're desperate.
That's huge, isn't that?
I don't know if I was Cristobal if I make that move to Miami.
Oh, for that kind of money? $80 million?
You can go there and be a hero,
I guess
too.
It's the money.
State of Florida, no state tax.
that number is even bigger than that.
Can I make taxes? I just want to say something. Good, we're God on statewide, but we're on all the apps, so we're all over the country, really.
Yeah, Florida State grad.
If any one of you university want to bring me and Gary in the coach.
Are you looking at for the money? Or you talking about for the kids?
For the money.
Can I come too if I'm invited?
Of course.
Oh, cool. Okay.
We'll find spot for we'll find a spot for the Michigan man.
You see the money they putting in there? I know the buyout's got to be huge.
Yeah.
For the right kind of money, I won't be a Michigan man anymore.
No, we still want you to be a Michigan man.
Oh, no, I could be both.
That brings credibility.
Yeah. I mean, one of these big universities, man, they let these guys go. I'm sure now Oregon got to go. They got plenty of money. They print money out.
Well, that's Knight in them.
Yeah, that's Phil Knight. Yeah.
Well, you know who's
they
the rumor?
Money,
is?
Print money over.
You
there.
Know who the rumor is
for what?
For Oregon job now.
Who?
Chip Kelly. Bringing Chip Kelly back.
That won't even.
Wouldn't that be something?
Chip is in UCLA right now.
UCLA right now. Yeah, built a pretty good team this year. They're a bowl team.
Yeah.
Bringing him back to Oregon. Now that'd be something, wouldn't it?
That would be something.
But
what Florida State gonna do, Roy?
I don't know.
They gotta make some noise like that.
They
one would think.
Spend no money like that though. Yeah. They ain't show no success to want to give a guy a 10-year contract.
To get the success, that's what you got to do right now.
Well, they don't want to give a guy that kind of wiggle room.
Real quick,
like that.
Let me hit you with this. What do you think about Notre Dame hire? The defensive coordinator, the African American dude.
Oh yeah,
35 years old.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of history on it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I thought that was very significant for Notre Dame to hire an African American. Very historical for that university.
Yeah. From what I
and for a guy to get that job for a African American who's a defensive coach to get a head coaching job like that at Notre Dame.
He's a defensive coach there already.
Yes, defensive coordinator
under Kelly.
Brian
so
Kelly.
They must say he can recruit them.
They must
had to
something
from that's the whole reason why because Notre Dame can get some kids, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Notre Dame and Wisconsin are probably in the same living room.
Probably.
I would say so.
The messaging is a little bit different, though.
Yes.
Because one school.
Well, they can talk about national championships, and they can talk about their own schedule.
The religious side of it.
That too, Catholic, you know, yes.
So you just got to get in them playoffs, okay, which Notre Dame was. Was last year they were in the playoffs or the year before?
I think they've gotten in the playoffs twice under Brian Kelly.
And they got killed both times by Alabama.
Yeah, they were the fourth team.
But still, making it is
huge.
Oh,
it's a big deal, no doubt.
But if you play in a bowl game, which I think the first one starts December 17th,
you're not impressed.
No.
The thing that I've heard from the Notre Dame fans that I've spoken to is that they like this guy because he seems like a really nice dude on top of being a good coach.
That helps.
And that could not be said about Brian Kelly. I mean, guy goes down to LSU, abandons his team that could have been in the college football playoff, and then goes onto the basketball court for his introduction and has a Southern drawl while he's talking.
Yeah, I heard that. Why would he do that? So fake. I saw that pluck.
Yeah.
Give me some context. What happened?
So Brian Kelly, the head coach from Notre Dame, he got hired over at LSU, and Notre Dame borderline playoff team this year for the college football playoff. So he went down to LSU, talked to his locker room for 2 minutes, all those guys that he recruited, 2 minutes, didn't take any questions, walked in and out, essentially, said see you later to all of his players that essentially went there because of him and because of the success he had. And then he went down to LSU, was being introduced on the basketball court, and talked with a Southern accent to all of the people.
No, he did.
Yeah,
in Louisiana. He did.
I'm gonna say allegedly.
No.
No, it's not allegedly.
Ain't no ledge in it.
Give me some
he's
of the
out
words.
There, he's I out there that. Saying,
you can play it. Y'all, we can play it.
Y'all, family.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Crazy.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be the... And so the thought was, and I had thoughts before, I don't know if you heard me say this on the show, plug as you behind the glass. The thought was, after they hired him at LSU, there were a lot of people coming out saying he's not going to be a recruit down south. He's not getting them players.
So he got to talk like that to get the players.
I don't know why then he came on and did that. It just kind of coincided with what's kind of just been the news as that's what's been going on. He's not going to be a recruit down south like
Southern
he thinks
people
he's
may
be
get
able
offended
to.
By that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy because somebody had a recording.
And you look at his.
Somebody had a recording of him from the locker room at Notre Dame saying family, and they played it right after going him saying family and then going family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Saw it plug.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Sam can get that audio for us in the break. We'll play that in the next segment here on the Wendy's Big Show so Leroy Butler can hear it. Just absolutely wild stuff. But yes, Mario Cristobal heading to Miami, 10 years, $8 million. We'll talk about more of the college situation with all of the coaching, the college football playoff, all that next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you. And speaking of Wendy's, Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit Sandwich today, limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Before the break, we were talking about Brian Kelly, and our great producer, Sam Schmitz, found the audio of him talking in the locker room to his players before leaving LSU and then 2 days later being introduced on the court at LSU. Listen to the difference between his voice and these two clips.
Those incredible 12 years of my life, for me and my family, being here in Notre Dame.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana. But more.
So that was Brian Kelly, 2 days apart. Both of those people were Brian Kelly. That was not two different people. That was Brian Kelly doing a fake Southern accent.
He changes up the fit. We'll see what he does at LSU.
Unless you're a comedian. If you're a comedian, you can go wherever you want to go because you can just turn it. But who was his PR people?
Well, he just probably did it on his own.
Probably.
He better say he was joking around because that's just wrong.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he's not reading the room at all.
No.
He shouldn't even, I mean, you don't even have to do that. Just be yourself.
Correct.
I think being more genuine would probably help in recruiting in situations like that, too. Yes, that just makes him and the program
look
better.
I'm from the Northeast. Fine. So deal with that.
You are offended a lot. Right. And listen, you got to understand something. When I say read a room, you're in the South now. You're not in the North.
Right.
Big difference.
No
doubt.
They
had a war over it, okay?
They did have a war.
They had a war over it.
But. It is the Wendy's Big Show. He is Leroy Butler. I am Dan Plucker. That's Gary Ellerson. And that wraps up the third hour of the show already. We only got one more hour left in this thing. It's moving pretty fast, boys.
What are we
going
to talk about next?
Yeah, next, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay, now you got
maybe
me.
Maybe the Green Bay Packers being in the Super Bowl. Maybe.
What are you talking
about? Maybe a different matchup in the Super Bowl. And which one would be more
historical,
more impressive, which one would sell more, be the one that more people talk about 50 years from now? Would that be Brady and the Bucks against the Patriots and Belichick rookie quarterback Mac Jones? Or would it be Rodgers and the Packers and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, maybe a change of guards in terms of the most talented quarterback, repeated the first ever Super Bowl? That's what we're going to be talking about next. Lots of thoughts, I'm sure, from both sides on this thing. We'll also go around the NFL. We'll preview tomorrow's show. And then also maybe get into some college football playoff talk, which we didn't get to because Brian Kelly stole the show with his Southern accent. So maybe he did exactly what he was trying to do. More coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.